This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Prem Sharma. Deputy Chief Minister Chavanaman participated in the Power Ministerial Meet National on Friday at the Yasobhumi Convention Centre on the sidelines of Bharat Electricity Summit 2026. The meeting was chaired by Union Minister of Power and Housing Affairs Manohar Lal Khattar. During the panel discussion, the Deputy CM highlighted Arunachal Pradesh's critical role in India's clean energy transition, with an estimated 58,000 megawatt hydropower potential, accounting for more than 38% of the national total. He outlined key challenges on hydropower project implementation and the need to fast-track viable projects through CPSUs amid rising costs. Mr. Men further reiterated that Arunachal Pradesh remains committed to contributing significantly to India's vision of a Viksit Bharat 2047 and called for continued collaboration. Arunachal's para-athlete Kipa Mero clinched the gold medal in women's javelin throw F12 category at the 24th National Para-Athletics Championships 2026 in Bhubaneswar, Odisha. She has broken her own national record, showcasing her dedication, resilience and excellence. Meanwhile, Tetchi Mehta won the silver medal in the women's 400-meter T13 category. A two-day workshop come on-site training on development of Mompa handmade Monsugu paper commenced today at the Sangbu Mompa Handmade Paper Center, Tawang, aiming to revitalize and modernize this unique indigenous craft. The program is being organized by the Kumarappa National Handmade Paper Institute, Jaipur, and is sponsored by the Directorate of Science and Technology and the Khadi and Village Industries Commission. It is in collaboration with Youth Action for Social Welfare Tawang. Chief guest of the occasion, Maling Gombu, chairman of the Arunachal Pradesh Khadi and Village Industries Board, underlined the importance of upgrading traditional papermaking practices through scientific methods. He stressed the need to engage local youth and artisans, noting the region's abundant availability of Monsugu bark. He added that eco-friendly design interventions and product innovation could open new livelihood opportunities. Arunachal Pradesh Literary Society and Literary Activities Club, Department of English, Rajiv Gandhi University jointly celebrated the World Poetry Day 2026 today at Jawaharlal Nehru Museum, Itanagar. The celebration was marked by self-composed poem recitation competition and release of a book titled The Dance of the Last Leaf, authored by Dr. Doyer Ite Taipodia. Earlier, Y.D. Thongchi, President APLS, addressed the gathering on the significance of the day. Professor Miazi Hazm, HOD English Department, RGU, talked about the reflections on poetry.
Gumpi Nuso Lombi.
Hindi officer RGU delivered the keynote address on the topic towards a new aesthetic and future of the Arunachal poetry. The day was also celebrated by the Literary Club of Dera Nathung Government College, celebrated at the Orchid Lawn of the college, featuring a range of literary activities. Third Northeast Film Festival 2026 begins today at Thantapolis Cinema Lamphal, Imphal. The two-day film festival is showcasing 9 films from across the Northeast region, including 4 Manipuri, 4 Assamese and 1 Meghalaya Khasi film. The third NEIFF 2026 Manipur aims to promote the growth of a vibrant and inclusive film industry, encouraging the study of appreciation of cinemas as an art form. H Spring Integrated School Pasighat under the H Spring Foundation today observed the World Down Syndrome Day and Cerebral Palsy Awareness Month. On this occasion, a program on the themes Together Against Loneliness and Stronger Together was organized. The initiative aimed to promote inclusivity, spread awareness and encourage support for individuals with developmental and neurological conditions. The day highlighted the importance of early intervention, therapy and community awareness while working to reduce stigma and promote equal opportunities for persons with disabilities. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.